Media owners and operators in the Caribbean are watching with great interest the development in Australia. It is a fight between Google and the Australian Regulatory Authority over a demand that the tech giant should pay for some of the news stories that it gets for free.
For many people, Google is their gateway to the internet. If you want to find a specific company or information on a particular issue or check the latest news, the chances are you'll Google it. The Google News feed has, though, long been controversial with the news industry. The web giant has been accused of contributing to the decline of magazines and papers by posting journalist stories without paying for them. Australia has a plan to make web giants pay news organisations for their content, but a furious row has now broken out between the country's competition regulator and Google, with the latter saying its free search service in Australia could be at risk if the News Media Bargaining Code, as it's called, goes ahead. This is some of the statement Google linked to from its Australian homepage.
We need to let you know about new government regulation that would hurt how Australians use Google Search and YouTube. A proposed law, the News Media Bargaining Code, would force us to provide you with a dramatically worse Google Search and YouTube. It could lead to your data being handed over to big news businesses and would put the free services you use at risk in Australia. You've always relied on Google Search and YouTube to show you what's most relevant and helpful to you. We could no longer guarantee that under this law.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is behind the sweeping changes to rein in how Google and Facebook use local content. The ACCC said Google's statement was full of misinformation about Australia's plan. Jordan Hayne is a political reporter at the broadcaster ABC in the capital, Canberra. He told my colleague Rob Young about the reasons behind the news code.
It's certainly a worldwide problem that print media and traditional media more broadly have been facing declining ad revenue for quite some time as giant platforms like Facebook and Google ramp up their operations in the past decade or so. Now, there's been a sort of sustained media campaign from large media companies here in Australia pressuring the government to step in and do something about that. And the draft code that's a result of that will effectively force Facebook and Google to enter negotiations with these news companies to pay them for the privilege of hosting their news.
So is there a sense then that politicians have bowed to media pressure over this?
Well, it's certainly something we've seen have a good deal of political support from both the leftmost of the major political parties here, the Greens, and also the centre-right coalition that's currently in government. Though there's no denying that there has been a reasonably vocal media cohort that's been pressing for it, though this was not necessarily something that was designed and implemented purely by politicians. It was outsourced to the consumer watchdog here, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. It detailed quite an extensive report looking at ad revenues and the impact that the dominance of Facebook and Google was having on media companies' revenues. And this has only been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. In the past few months alone, we've seen hundreds of regional mastheads across Australia close their doors because not only has advertising revenue been slumped for years, but as many businesses shut down, no one was willing to invest in advertising in their local paper. And so this problem has really come to a head in the past 6 months or so.
If the News Media Bargaining Code does go ahead, how big a challenge would it be for Google and for news organisations? Belinda Barnett is a senior lecturer in media at Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne.
It would be a massive change from what's happening now because Google simply doesn't pay for content. So the concept of some content being more important than others, so news content being premium content that they have to pay for, is quite objectionable to them. When Spain tried to introduce legislation like this, they pretty much instantly cut off a lot of news outlets and kind of truncated the listings of others as a way to get around it.
What do you make of Google's argument that free searches on its search engine could be at risk? And I suppose the financial argument is if the company has to pay more for news content, then if it wants to earn the same revenue from Australia, then it needs to make up that money from elsewhere.
I'm sure they're threatening that, absolutely. And that was the main veiled threat in the open letter that they published today. But the fact is they make such a lot of money from advertising revenue from this content that sharing a little piece of it really wouldn't disable or limit their operation in Australia at all.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.